So, how do you think? What do you think about your performance today?
Really disappointing. I don't know. There's just no words to sum it up except disappointing. I think overall, throughout the year, there are a lot of positives outside the pool, but obviously not the result I wanted. It's okay. Like, I'll be back at it again. There's always another shot. It's just hard to digest right now. But at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world, and you know, just pretty disappointed with that.
But you had a strategy going in, right?
Yeah.
What was that strategy? What went wrong, or what did it happen?
I just felt like no easy speed ever came. You know, just slipping a lot. And then off the wall, tried to bring it home, and maybe the last 15 didn't have as much in the tank as I'd like to. Like I said, it's disappointing, but at the same time, there are a lot of positives that we've had over the year. The result doesn't necessarily show all the time. And like I said, it's a hard one to swallow, but there's always another one, you know?
But do you think it was because there was a lack of international competitions that perhaps we weren't able to practice enough? Or what do you think were the reasons behind that?
I don't know. I mean, there are dozens of reasons, right? Like, at the end of the day, everyone goes through the same thing. So, like I said, swimming's an individual performance, and so I can only speak on behalf of my own. But overall, we need to go back to the drawing board and live to fight another day.
Right. So what's your plan now for the future? What are you going to do?
Oh, man. That's a tough question. I just want to go back, talk things over with my team. I definitely don't want to end like that. You know I have plenty left in the tank. The work that we've done this year doesn't reflect in that last one we've done, or I did. So I know that there's always another chance, like I said. I'm just gonna go back. I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. You know, like, I just got out of that race. So I just wanna go back, talk to my family, talk to my coaches, and, you know, just digest what happened.
And I'm sure there are lots of expectations and pressure on you. I mean, do you feel that pressure?
I mean, like Caleb described it in a really beautiful way. He said, pressure is fun. You know, pressure comes from your surroundings, but you can only put stress on yourself. So, I couldn't have said it any better. You know, pressure, there's always going to be pressure, but it's up to you as a professional athlete, and if you want to be the best in the world, to turn that pressure into something that fuels you, you know. So, I feel like we can definitely work on that position a lot better. But like I said, you know, today was a bad day. Like, this was a subpar meet. But at the end of the day, you live to fight another day, and you just never stop kicking.
Okay, one last question. What's the message? Do you have a message for your fans and supporters in Singapore?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, like, I know that everyone was expecting a lot, and I was expecting a lot for myself too, but just sometimes things don't necessarily work out the way you want to, but that's okay. It's a disappointing result, but I'm not going to end it off like that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Good luck.